This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, let's talk environment and infrastructure here, shall we? Back in the 1970s, the federal government started requiring big public and private infrastructure projects, new pipelines, highways, factories, those kinds of things. They had to be evaluated for their potential environmental impacts. Last year, the Trump administration loosened some of those requirements, including the one that said climate change had to be considered. Now, the White House, under President Biden, has started the process of undoing some of those changes, including putting back in the requirement that climate impacts be a factor. So, as Marketplace's Samantha Fields is about to tell us, this may turn out to be a case of the administration's environmental goals bumping right up against its infrastructure plans.
Before the Trump administration loosened the rules last year, it wasn't enough to just look at the direct effects of, say, paving over a stretch of land to build a new highway. You also had to consider the indirect effects.
Like the additional traffic, the runoff from stormwater, the impact on air pollution.
Kim Hunter is a senior attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center.
And you'd have to look at the cumulative effects. So how does this highway combine with the impacts of other highways to hurt things like air quality, water quality, and to contribute to climate change?
The Trump administration got rid of those requirements. Now, the Biden administration is in the process of reinstating them. But doing that could actually get in the way of one of the administration's other goals, upgrading the country's infrastructure.
It takes, on average, 4.5 years for a major project to get permitted.
Chad Whiteman at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says that kind of delay can end up meaning
you're leaving older infrastructure in place, which may be not quite as resilient.
It's a complete catch-22, right?
Shalini Vajjala of the San Diego Regional Policy and Innovation Center says the administration has these two big priorities, climate and infrastructure. And in a lot of ways, they line up.
To really invest in infrastructure in a way that hasn't been done since Roosevelt. And to build up systems that make us more climate resilient and climate smart.
But given the realities of the federal bureaucracy and how long environmental reviews tend to take, adding the climate change analysis back in
could have the effect of slowing down that agenda.
Ultimately, Vajjala says the devil will be in the details, and there are still a lot of details left to work out. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.